What's the date of failure and how did it happen?
We didn't spend money to modernize the state and local health departments. We left them with the spreadsheets, telephones, fax machines, Excel sheets, the old system. I think many people don't understand, and I certainly didn't understand until I got into this, how behind state and local health departments are in data. They're way behind.
You wrote that the low vaccine rate contributed to the heavy death toll in the United States from COVID-19, but so did the lack of data. Why is that deadly?
So, I mean, nobody can pinpoint, we lost XX million, you know, XX number of people, or so many other people, you know, were severely, became severely ill from COVID because we didn't have data. But basically what happened is that the fact that the data pipeline, if you think of the digital pipeline, is totally riddled with holes and obstacles and it doesn't flow, means that the government did not respond as quickly as it could have, because to some degree, you know, they were flying a little bit blind.
What made you come to Alaska to tell this story?
Two reasons. One, Alaska State Health Department is a pretty hard-charging health department, and it has a lot of talented people in it. Secondly, because its problems are quite typical.
What was the atmosphere like when you were here? You know, what did you see? Did anything kind of stand out to you while you were reporting?
People were in on the weekends working on data. They were working on it at night. They were, you know, coming in early, trying to make the data systems work better. I thought that it was a really talented and very dedicated staff, just working on a shoestring, right? A lot of the case reports were coming in over the fax machine, which was on the fifth floor of the health department in the epidemiology section in a corner. And every night it would run out of paper and they'd have to come in the morning, fill it up with more paper, then carry these stacks of case reports over to a computer to enter them all by hand. So it was a massive effort. It's just like the average health department, they don't have enough resources.
What are the consequences of using trained epidemiology staff to do a bunch of manual data entry? You know, what could they have been doing instead? And what did epi staff in Alaska have to say about this?
So, I mean, that to me was one of the more troubling things, is that if you, I mean, think of it like if your phone didn't sync with your computer, right? Then you enter your information in the phone, you got to enter it again in the computer. That's what was happening here. A whole bunch of people had to be roped in to re-enter information because the databases could not connect with each other. So the health department was forced to basically reduce some of its most highly trained epidemiologists for periods of time simply to enter data. And so they would do it on weekends, they would do it at nights, they would start at 6 a.m. in the morning, and that's not unusual. I mean, the disturbing thing about it is people put in all that effort, and then it really, a lot of it didn't come, wasn't useful.
In your reporting, did anyone you spoke to have a sense of how we fix it?
You fix it by money. The government needs to spend, you know, billions of dollars for states and local health departments to upgrade their systems.
Thank you so much for taking time with me.